Okay, thank you, Dan. Can we see the gallery view just so we can see who's here? I'd like to just welcome everyone, and it looks like it's a pretty small group, so I think we have enough time to get to see who everybody is, and maybe we could all, I mean, is it really only about 8 people? Is that how many we have?
We have...
No, it's 19 people. 19 people altogether, I guess.
19 people? Well, maybe we just have the view, and I mean, it just helps a little bit for Lou and I. People can just, I don't know if that's possible, but just say hello and at least where they're from or just something, you know, just a little, you know, 30-second hello. So we get to see who's in our class, you know, is that possible?
Yes.
Okay, with you, Lou, if we do that? Okay.
Yeah. I think if everybody just in a row, maybe if Jeff could start, you know, just to unmute himself and just say something, then.
Sure. Yeah. Up in the far north, I'm up in Shetland, in the Shetland Isles. Long connection with Lama Yeshe and Lama Zopa. Very happy this course is happening. Anyway, thank you.
So maybe Jeff, if you could just announce somebody else who should maybe be the next one in line, that helps to find the next person.
Yeah.
Okay, Faye.
Okay. Faye's our host.
Yeah, I'm the host. You, Faye. I've been involved with the Land of Joy for a couple of years, helping there, volunteering, and I'm very new to Zoom and helping out to do the Zoom thing, so I'm very much learning and glad to be part of the course.
Pick a name.
Could someone else?
I think what we'll do is you just pick somebody. So Emma, you're right next to Faye. So let's see who Emma Thomas. What's your story? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm from the Northeast. And I'm completely new to this sort of thing. My mum is very spiritualist and she's really interested in any kind of Buddhism and things like that. But this is completely new to me. I have also gone down the holistic route. I did complementary therapies and things last year at college, but now I'm going more down the medical route. But I'm joining so I can kind of learn how to be more accepting of myself and kind of learn how to come out instead of hiding away.
Great, perfect. Okay. Barbara? Hi, Barbara.
Hiya, I'm Barbara and I'm a nun from London Jamyang Buddhist Centre, except it's closed at the moment. So I'm also a long-term student of Lama Yeshe and Lama Zopa and His Holiness, and it's so nice to do something other than, it sounds terrible, but other than just Dharma teachings, because we have a lot of that at the moment, more than ever, so it's so nice to do something else. Thank you.
Okay, you want to call on somebody, Barbara?
Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot. Joan.
Hi. I'm Joan. I'm a friend of Faye. I live in Scotland. I live in Gourock. I'm kind of new to this. I've been bereaved over the last few years, a number of bereavements, and recently bereaved, so having a bit of difficulty trying to cope. So I thought this might help. So thank you, Faye, for inviting me.
You're welcome, Joan.
I have to pick someone. Let me see. Jeff? Oh no, Jeff, you've done.
Is Louise about? Louise, you'll have to unmute yourself.
No, Louise.
Okay, hello, can you hear me? Sorry, I've got a little bit of a connection problem here.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least we can hear you.
You can hear me? Oh, Oh, good. Yes, so I'm a general volunteer at the Land of Jewelry at the moment. So it's a wonderful opportunity to help and, you know, learn about facilitating like fairs on the courses. So that's what I'm doing today. And I'm very grateful for the opportunity.
Okay.
Yes, so Zoe, would you like to go next? Yeah.
Hi, everybody. So I'm Zoe, I'm in Liverpool, Crosby. I'm a physiotherapist. And I'm also part of the, attend the Centre of Compassion FPMT group in Liverpool. So I'm really lucky to have that close by. And yeah, don't really know much about Qigong and all of the movement side of things. So that kind of attracted me today. And yet, like Barbara said, really, it's quite nice to have something a little bit different, a bit of a refreshing topic to listen to today. So thank you for putting it on. Mm-hmm. How about Olya? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, thank you, Louise. Perfect. Yes, my name is Olya. I work in international development and mainly with communities. Most of the time, but last year I went to Land of Joy for a retreat with Paul and it was absolutely wonderful. So I decided not to miss this opportunity, and it's really great to have this opportunity to for us to stay to continue the practice out of, from our homes. I'm currently based in Birmingham, but there is no borders for us, which is wonderful. Thank you. How about Teresa? I think we have Teresa.
1 second.
We have to unmute.
Yeah, Teresa, you have to unmute first.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Did you hear anything? Nothing. Okay, I am in Madrid, in Spain, and I think I'm the only foreigner. I don't know, maybe not. Also you. And I'm an old-time student from FPMT, and I follow Paula since many years. I used to be a nun in Amazon Kappa, and I received from her many teachings, and I really like her style of very down-to-earth. And today is a special day for Buddhists, so it's very nice we can gather and we can have this weekend. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I can call Amita. Amita?
Amita, you need to unmute, kids.
I'm still on mute?
No, you're good.
Hi, I'm Amita. I'm based in Lewes, which is quite near Brighton. I've known Lou for some time, so she's kind of introduced me to the Land of Joy remotely rather than kind of turning up. I've been practicing the Dharma for many years, like 25 plus years. I work as a Buddhist psychotherapist. I'm always interested in updating my skills and things like this, and this seemed very like practical. There's no reading and studying involved in this course, so it just seemed like a nice thing to touch base and share with someone, so that's why I'm here.
Thank you.
Michelle, we haven't heard from Michelle or Sarah, right?
Yeah.
Do you want me to pick somebody?
Yes, please.
Genevieve, can you maybe talk? You'll need to unmute yourself, Genevieve. Genevieve, you'll need to unmute yourself.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, good. I'm just newly joined Land of Joy as a volunteer, and it's my first experience to learn about the Tibetan Buddhism. And I just think it's a wonderful opportunity today, and I'm so delighted to be here. And I'm open to learning anything new and just practicing it if I can. So thank you very much for allowing me to come here today and share with all of you and listen to the teachings. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Genevieve. I think we've had quite a lot of people now.
No, I guess.
We haven't heard
Diana,
Michelle,
or Diana.
Yeah.
And Sarah.
And Sarah. So Michelle,
Diana. Yep, I've just unmuted myself. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. My name's Diana. I live not far from Land of Joy on the other side of Kielder Forest in Dumfries and Galloway. I've been a student of Lama Yeshe and Lama Zopa since the 70s when they were in Cumbria. I've met Paula once. I did part of a retreat, I think. And just wanted to come and do some good practice because this is such a great time to work on being kind to people. And thank you. And I'll nominate Sarah.
Thank you, Diana. I'm Sarah. I live in the north of England. I live in Carlisle. And I've been following Buddhism and practicing meditation for a few years now. But finding my practices wanting to move more to the heart practice, loving kindness. I am new to the Land of Joy. It's Diana actually who's made me much more aware of the Land of Joy. So I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to today. Thank you. I think, is there anybody else? I think are we done?
No, I guess Michelle is missing. Michelle.
Sorry, I'll nominate Michelle.
Mute. Okay. Hi, I'm Michelle. I have spent most of my life in Northern California and have been a dancer all my life, and in the mid 70s began doing Tai Chi and Qigong, and now mainly practice Qigong for its health benefits and teaching Qigong. So I'm all about movement, but I've known Paula for a very, very long time. And not just because she's my friend, but it's always a joy to see her and to be able to take her teachings, because she's an excellent teacher. And the thing is, her background in such deep and long practices is amazing. And then when she teaches, it's so down to earth. So it's just such a pleasure. I always look forward to. In my Buddhism, I've done a few short retreats and do mainly the White Tara practice on a continuing basis. So that's about it. Thanks.
And you're in Spain.
Hmm?
And you live in Spain.
Oh, and I'm in Spain now, in Estepona, down on the coast, the southern coast. So we've been here practically a year now, for one reason, because we got trapped here during the corona shutdown when I was planning to go back to the US, but we just keep staying here. We love it here. So I'm a little closer to you, but I've never been to Land of Joy, except thankfully there are the Zoom sessions. So I'm becoming acquainted now. Okay, thanks.
I think that's everybody.
Is there someone else? Sarah spoke. Did everybody speak?
I think everybody spoke, yeah. Everybody spoke, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for doing that. I know it takes a little of our time, but it's really nice to get to know some people. And of course, we have a broad range of backgrounds here. So I don't know, we picked this loving kindness thing. Why not loving kindness? It's kind of the foundation of our lives, isn't it? It's what makes us happy. So when Beth and I sat down and planned these weekends, I just thought it'd be really nice to do something with Lou. And so here we are. So I just want to introduce a little bit. Most people know about loving kindness, but I guess I would just want us to stop and think about why. I mean, I think you all have already explained why you're here and why what is it that attracts us to being kind? And I mean, I think it's really obvious, isn't it? It's what makes us happy. It makes us happy. It makes the world happy. It makes people relate to each other, makes harmony. It just makes us healthy. I mean, I think that when we talk about medicine, because I know some of you are into medical careers or psychology, it is the medicine that if we can learn to feel kindness in our lives, then there's much less stress, much less illness, and the world's a better place. So there's a lot of fear and anxiety and anger going on today. So it seems like a good time to tune into kindness. So I was going to ask everyone to say what kindness means to them when we were going around in a circle, but I forgot to do that. So I'll skip that for now, just for the timeline. But I just wanted to kind of outline what we're going to do in case you don't know, why is body work essential to kindness practice? I think some people might not make that connection, but what it is when we are relaxed and at home with ourselves, it's very easy to be kind. And because it's our natural mode of being if we're not overwhelmed by fear or anger or any of the sort of pushing away emotions. So when our brains, when we feel that we're being attacked by something, we immediately begin to push away and get tense and close down our hearts. And so what we can learn to do is when that happens, there are different techniques that can not really overload or control it, but just it's more like, it's like Aikido, you know, it's coming this way and you're going to play with it and go back this way with it. So it's not like we want to put up walls for our feelings. It's more like we want to invite our feelings in and let them be flushed and opened out in an environment that's accepting. And even those big ones like fear and grief, I know one of you is going through that, even those, when we give them a lot of room and a lot of space around them, they can morph into a sense of kindness and compassion. And so that works a lot better when we can work with the energy in our bodies because when we feel these pushing away emotions, whatever you want to call them, we tense up and we close down and we don't feel our hearts. And so it's so wonderful to be able to work with the body to and then move into some sort of breathing meditation that might help us with loving kindness. So, I mean, we're going to play, Lou and I were talking yesterday, we're going to play with a lot of different techniques and methods, and we don't expect you to do them all or to learn them all, but something might click for you that works for you. And I'll just be teaching very basic meditation that reflects loving kindness. So I think that's probably enough as an introduction. So let's just move on to Lou and get started. She's going to do some breathing meditation with us this morning. And I agree with Barbara, it's nice to just sort of do something practical and down to earth. Okay, Lou.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thanks, Paula, for that lovely introduction. So we're going to start off really by being kind to ourselves, I think. So the first thing I'd like you to do is we're going to do some relaxation. That's just so we can let go. And then some very gentle breathing going into what's called three parts of the breath to really explore the breathing. So the first thing I'd like you to do is lay down and make yourself really comfortable because we're going to be there for a while. If you can have some cushions ready, maybe a blanket, whatever you think you need, because we'll probably be on the floor for 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes. Let's see how it goes. But the main thing is that you're absolutely comfortable. And if the floor isn't comfortable for you, then just use a bed or a settee, wherever you feel, as long as you're not going to go off to sleep, although if you want to do that, maybe that's fine for you. But let's, I'm going to put you all on gallery so I can see when you're all comfortable. And then we'll start with the deep relaxation just to let go. I'm going to set myself up and when you're all ready. So the most important thing is when you're laying down, not to be distracted by discomfort. So just check the neck by just lifting it slightly and popping the chin towards the chest, only a little bit. It just flattens the back of the neck. And if your back, if the low back feels uncomfortable, just bend the knees, place the soles of the feet onto the floor and just flatten the back. You know, just straighten it out so there's not a curve, so it's not going to distract you. And while you're in this position, while people are just sorting their cushions out and then getting comfortable, you can just start to take a little walk across the body, around the body. Just start to get to know where you are, on the floor or wherever you are in your room. Just bring the mind into the body and have a little wander around. Am I warm enough? Is that cushion going to be comfortable? The main thing is just letting go and being comfortable, okay? And then the first thing we'll start to do is a series of tensing and relaxing. So just turn the palms of the hands up towards the ceiling. That just helps you to feel that you're really giving in and letting go here. And then start to pull the toes up towards the knees. Really put some tension into the ankles, tension into the back of the legs. Hold that tension. And really be aware of the tension down in the legs, in the ankles, in the toes, and let go. And feel the feet just gently fall away. Feel the muscles relax. And then push the kneecaps, the back of the kneecaps, into the floor and tighten up the thigh muscles. Really build up tension through the legs. Hold that tension. Look at that tension. And then watch as you relax. Just feel it gently slip away, the muscles sinking towards the floor. Melting. And then next, we're going to just pull up inside ourselves as if we're stopping ourselves going for a pee. Just pulling up and pulling up right towards the diaphragm. Tightening up the buttock muscles, building up the tension throughout the lower body, the lower abdomen. Really build up the tension. And holding that tension, be aware of it. And then just let go and watch the tension slip away and the relaxation coming in. And now we just make a fist with both the hands
and clench that fist, push it down into the floor and push the forearm into the floor, the forearms, push the elbows in, and then pushing the shoulder blades into the floor, arch the chest and build up the tension in the upper body. Building it up, feeling that tension, fully aware, holding it for a moment, and then letting it go. I feel everything sink to the floor. The hands uncurl, the fingers gently uncurled, palms facing up, just letting go, the whole body sinking into the floor. And then we're just going to lift the head 3 or 4 inches from the floor and hold it there. So you build up the tension in the neck. So you might need to hold this for just a few moments so that you really, really build up the tension, because so often this is going on all the time, tension in our necks, but we just don't notice. So really notice this time. And then lower the back of the head down to the floor and feel that tension sink away. And feel the relaxation coming in. And then just to work the face muscles, we're going to screw up the face as tight as possible, screwing up the eyes, screwing up the nose. Nobody can see, it's fine. Just really screw up the face as tight as you can, round the mouth. Hold that tension. This is the tension we have within us so much of the day, and we don't notice. Now really look at it. And then let go and feel the face gently, gently falling away and the relaxation coming in. And because we build up so much tension in this area, we'll just do that again, lifting the head, so we can really check out the tension, make sure we're aware of it. So just lifting the head again, lengthen the back of the neck a little bit. Only 2 or 3 inches from the floor, that's enough. And start to build up the tension in the neck. Building it up so you can really feel it throughout the top of the shoulders. Screw up the face. So you're really just a ball of tension up there. And then gently place the back of the head onto the floor and roll it gently side to side. Not too far, don't put tension back in there. Feel how gentle that feels. And then just turning our attention to inside the mouth. You can make a little bubble or use your tongue just to roll around the inside of the mouth. It's incredible how much tension we have even here. And just rolling one way with the bubble or your tongue and rolling in the opposite direction. Now take a mental walk over the body. It's almost as if you're just having a look at it, checking it. But it's not very much to do with you now. It's just resting and relaxing on the floor. and feel it just sinking into the earth, into the environment, feeling completely safe. And spacious, just letting go. And while we're in this lovely open place, feeling very very secure and nothing's going to hurt us here. Everything's fine. We're supported by the environment, by the space around us. So now we're just going to start to notice our breath. We don't change the breath, but just watch the breath. Just the gentle falling and rising of the body as you're breathing in, breathing out. And then taking the attention to the tips of the nose where the breath is coming in and out. Just start trying to stay with that attention while I explain what we're going to do next, which is going to be the start of the three-part breathing. And we call it pranayama because prana is the energy that we're working with, the very subtle energy that pervades the whole universe, pervades you, me, all sentient beings. It's just the subtle energy, lots of names for it, but it's there. And so in prana, we work, pranayama, yam is working with, we work with that energy. And we do it by working with the breath and by following the breath into the body and there's various exercises, but the very basis of pranayama, the very beginning, the foundation is learning the three-part breath. So we're going to learn to breathe into the abdomen and then into the rib cage and then up towards the shoulder blades. And we'll do them in separate breaths so that you can get the feel of this. Because generally we tend to just breathe in our rib cage or upper body. We don't use the abdomen very much, but as soon as we start to use the abdomen, we can get a deeper, fuller breath and more control. So putting your hands onto your tummy and let the fingers meet just in the middle, it'll give you an idea of whether the tummy, how the tummy is moving. Because what I want you to do, not yet, is start to breathe in to the tummy and just balloon, make it just rise a little bit. Now, the main thing in pranayama, any breathing exercise, is no strain at all. There's no need to strain. So I don't need you to make a huge, you know, big tummy, belly, blown tummy feeling. It's just a case of just gently the tummy rises and opens out. And this helps the diaphragm to drop down so that the whole breath can be much fuller. So let's have a go at this together. So the hands are relaxed on the tummy and the fingers are just meeting at the middle. And then the attention is just on the breath at the nostrils. And the mouth is gently closed. If you can bear that, if you can do that, this is the way we need to breathe. So now start to breathe in through both nostrils and take all the air down towards the tummy and just open the tummy a little bit, just swell it up a little bit, not too much. And then breathing out, controlling the breath, just let the tummy fall back towards the floor. and feel the fingers closing. And then breathing in again when you're ready. The tummy springs back and opens, ready to take some more breath. So breathing in through the nostrils, down to the tummy, and just gently swelling the tummy. No strain. And it's important you do all this breathing in your own time. So just to your own rhythm. Slightly deeper breath than you normally do, but not so deep that it causes a strain. And try and get a nice relaxing rhythm. So opening out the tummy like a balloon, it just swells a little bit. And as you're breathing out, the tummy falls back towards the spine. Let's do a few moments of that. And also thinking about the back of the abdomen, the tummy area, you know. It's quite a solid area. So if we can just try and fill a little bit towards the back, we're making a real rounded balloon and everything opens out inside. And then just relax the breath back to your normal rhythm of breathing. Notice the difference. While I explain the next part of the breath, which is into the rib cage. And this is really important because we have, as we get older or through our lifestyles, the muscles in between the ribs, the intercostal muscles, get stiff. They lose the flexibility. And of course, that restricts the lungs. So we can't breathe as well. And so what we do with this breath is we put the hands just to the side of the rib cage. So you can just feel the wings, so to speak, of the rib cage. And we're going to direct the breath this time, not to the tummy, but just to the sides of the ribs. So relaxing the breath, just normal. Mouth gently closed. Then when you're ready, begin to do a slightly deeper breath. Taking the breath in towards the rib cage and try and spread them almost like the wings of a bird. Just opening them out. Feel the difference to the abdominal breathing. And when you're breathing out, feeling the rib cage close, contracting, squeezing the breath out. Like an accordion. So in your own time for a few moments, experiment with this breath. Gently breathing in, out to the side, opening out. Feel that space. Think about the back of the rib cage as well. So you're breathing into that space as well. And it's a lovely feeling as the ribs open and the lungs receive the air. The whole body gets fully oxygenated. As you're breathing out, you feel the control that you can actually squeeze a little bit more breath out on the exhalation. And it's just slow and gentle without any strain. And follow the breath in. Follow it into the body, into that space. Let the mind just open out in that space. And now just relaxing the breath back to the normal breathing. We're going to now do the third part of the breath, which many, many people have no idea, are not aware of this part of breathing, but it's the very top part of the lungs. And what we do is we breathe into the shoulder blades under the collarbone, and you won't get very much movement at all, but it's actually very much a concentration of taking the air, following it, and trying to direct it all towards the top of the lungs and towards that area that's just underneath the collarbone and the shoulder blades. So just relaxing the breath, breathing out gently. And when you're ready, start to breathe in through the nostrils. No movement in the rib cage, or very little, or the tummy, but you're going to direct all that breath without any straining. There's not going to be a lot of movement. It's quite rigid up there. It's quite enclosed. But if you follow with your mind the breath, you'll start to open out this top cavity, which means the lungs can expand a little bit more. And it's also very interesting because it's not a place we usually go see. So really follow the breath and be in that space. And you might just be using your imagination at first, but bit by bit, it softens. It opens out. We just do that for a few moments. Keeping the concentration, directing all that breath, in breath, towards the top of the body, tucking right underneath the shoulder blades, the collarbone, opening it out, allowing the lungs space to breathe. And then just relaxing the breath back to the normal, shallow breathing, which you do when you're resting. And just having a think about those three parts of the breath, how they go together. And the reason we're learning to breathe into these three parts is so that we can expand the body. We can really fill the lungs. That means we can really oxygenate the body. That's really good for our health. It keeps our whole center body flexible. But more than that, it also relaxes our mind. Because as we focus on the breath and just gently go with the breath, everything else can just let go. We can just leave that out there. So the next step is to put all those three parts of the breath together. And it's a little bit like a wave. And of course you need enough breath to do all the three parts. So just very gently, we'll start by filling the abdomen, then going into the rib cage and up towards the shoulder, the collarbones. So breathing out. Then as you start to breathe in towards the tummy and just open it out like we did at the beginning. You can use your hands if it helps you. And then into the rib cage, keeping enough breath to go up towards the collarbone. And then controlling the breath as you're exhaling, feeling the rib cage close, squeezing the breath and the abdomen falling back towards the floor. And then springing back and opening as you start to breathe in. So I think the main thing here is to gauge how much breath you need to do those three parts of the breath. And once you get the rhythm of this, you can really start to flow with it, following the breath, opening out both the back and the front of the body. Without any strain. Take a rest if you find you feel there's any strain. And then continue again. Breathing into the tummy, opening it out. Into the rib cage, sideways, opening it out. Up towards the collarbone. And it's like a wave, a beautiful energy. And stay in control as you're breathing out. Gently squeezing the breath out. And you'll notice just how gentle, how soft the body has become. So the next thing we're going to do is actually turn onto our tummies and try the same breathing on our tummies, because we'll find that it really helps us breathe into the back of the body. And this is really our tough area. So if we're all still, if you're still with us, completely gone to sleep, I'd like you to turn over, and it's important you're comfortable and the back is straight. So if you can use any cushions, anything that makes you feel comfortable, maybe put, make a fist with your hands and pop it under your chin, or use a cushion to support your chin. And we're going to do the same breaths into the body, but feeling the pressure against the floor. We'll really be able to start to open up the back of the body. And we'll do the three parts of the breath and then put the breath together. So when you're ready, start to breathe in through the nostrils gently, just to the tummy, just opening out the tummy. And feel the difference now when you've got the pressure of pushing against the floor, not too hard, just gently opening out, but really try and take your concentration towards the back of the body. Opening out both the front and the back of the body. It's quite interesting, because what we find here is not a nice soft tummy that will open out. We've got this hard sort of back. This is our protection. It's like our shell. So following the breath and opening out into the abdomen, we start to soften that lower back area and open it out. We'll just do a few moments of this breathing. And if you can practice this breathing when you're in your bed on a morning or an evening, it's good to do both back and front, because we forget about the back of the body and that's our tough shell. So it's really good to breathe into this area, and it just helps the expansion of the breath, but also just that softening of the whole body. A letting go. And then just rest the breath for a few moments, normal breathing, staying with the breath. And thinking about the next part of the breath we're going to go to, which will be the rib cage, and opening it, the rib cage out sidewards as much as possible without any strain, but really now into the back of the rib cage. So when you're ready in your own time, start to breathe in gently, gently. Open out the wings of the rib cage, stretch. And now really feel the back of the rib cage, that area. Follow the breath with the mind. Just opening it out. It's almost a relief just to stretch this part of our body and open it. And the lungs receiving more oxygen. This is really true kindness to yourself. And join with the rhythm. It's a really nice rhythm, the breath. Just opening out gently. Feeling that space. And how hard, how tough the back is, but how it can soften with this breathing. And then rest the breath. I think that's probably the most noticeable. The back of the rib cage becomes very rigid. And so it's so nice to open that out and make it more elastic. And the next part of the breath, just going up towards the shoulder blades. There won't be much movement, but it's still going to be interesting because you're going to direct all the breath, not trying not to swell the tummy or the rib cage, you know, very much at all. Just directing it all up towards the top of the lungs and the opening up the space under the collarbone. So just in your own time, we'll do a few moments of this. And it's quite different, the pressure of the body on the floor. But now you can start to feel the space just under the shoulder blades. It does take some concentration, which helps the mind to relax. And just following it and taking all that breath up into that area, which is very enclosed, very solid at the back, and just opening it out and softening it. Giving the lungs more room, giving you more space. And then just relax, and relax the head to the side. And before we come to sitting, we'll just try and do one full breath, or maybe two or three full breaths still on the floor. Okay, so just three or four breaths, the full breath. Just breathing into the tummy, into the rib cage, up to the shoulder blades, and then expelling the air. Slowly under control, like a balloon being squeezed out, emptied, and like a balloon expanding. Everything soft as you inhale. So a few breaths in your own rhythm. No strain, just gently exploring this three parts of the breath, putting it all together. A gentle wave, taking in that lovely prana, filling the body. Energizing, relaxing. Very soothing. And then just relax the breathing. Just rest there for a few moments. Notice the difference between this deep breath that we've been doing and the very shallow breathing that now comes in. And then when you're ready, turn over onto your side and we'll come to sitting. And if you need to sit on a chair, wherever you feel you're going to be comfortable, the main thing is to have your back straight, because we're going to now just try to put that breathing into a rhythmic breath. So this is just to wake you all up, but I hope you enjoyed that. Some of you have done it before, I know, and those who haven't, it does seem strange at first, but it is a really easy thing to do and practice, you know, in your bed on a morning and a night, that really improves the health and helps you relax so much. So now what we're going to do is some rhythmic breathing, which we're going to just do to a count, which helps us to, again, keep that that concentration and relaxation, and by just following the breath into the body, we can just really experience a little bit more of the gentle body that we want to work with. And so this is a breath through both nostrils. And what we're going to do is just breathe in. I'll just explain it first. We're going to breathe in to a count of four. And you just follow the breath in. And then we're going to hold that breath for a count of two. And then we're going to breathe out for a count of six. And I'll talk you through it. Just lengthening the exhalation, and we'll hold it. So there's going to be four parts of the breath here. So we've done the three parts, and here we're going to have four parts of the breath where we breathe in. We're going to hold it in a space, and then we're going to breathe out, and there'll be another space at the bottom of the breath. So it's quite simple. We'll only do this for a few minutes, and then I think it's time for us to have a break. So the count is inhaling to a count of four, holding for a count of two, and then we're going to exhale for a count of six, making that outward breath a little bit longer, okay? And then at the end of that, just holding for a count of three. So I'll talk you through it. The important thing is, if you find you're running out of breath, just go faster, just speed up the count. Don't think you've got to wait for me and go red in the face, because it's very easy to damage the lungs. They're very, very, very tender tissues. So gently, gently, and I'll start to talk you through it. You can close your eyes if you like, it's up to you. But what I do want you to try to do is to follow the breath into that, into the body. Okay, so breathe. Just breathe out first through the nostrils and just relax with the breath. And when you're ready, we start to breathe in through both nostrils to a count of 4, 2, 3, 4. Now hold the breath for a count of 2 and exhale to a count of 6, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold the breath for 3, 2, 3. Then inhale to the count of 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold for a count of 2. Exhale for a count of 6. Hold for a count of 3, 4, 2. Six, three. And just keep going in your own rhythm, following the breath into the body, trying to remember to relax the tummy, opening out the tummy and the rib cage. So you're just filling the space and controlling the breath as you're breathing out. Making sure you've got enough breath for the inhalation, the hold, that it's comfortable, and the exhalation. So a few of these. How interesting the space in between the breath, just a space. Now we're going to increase the inhalation and the hold and exhalation. So the count is going, so just rest the breath if you like, or keep going, as long as you're comfortable. But we're going to breathe in to a count of 6 and then hold for a count of 3. And exhale for a count of 8. And at the bottom of the breath, hold for a count of 4. When you're ready, start to breathe into a count of 6. Hold the breath for a count of 3. And breathe out to a count of 8. So this needs a little bit more control. And at the bottom of the breath, leave that space to a count of 4. So 6, 3, 8, 4. And continue in your own rhythm, following the breath, opening out and expanding, controlling the breath as you exhale. Contracting. Just a nice, comfortable rhythm. Staying with the breath. And the awareness. Enjoying the space in the empty body, in the hollow, hollow body. And then after your next exhalation, just relax. Don't move anywhere just yet. Just let the breathing come back to normal. Just resting with it. And then we're going to take a break now for 5 minutes. So you can go get a glass of water or use the loo. And Paula will take over with some meditations after the break. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, we'll just continue on from where we left off. Keeping our back straight. The chin is slightly tucked in. Bringing the awareness into the body as we've moved so nicely done for us. We'll do just a bit more of the counting meditation on your own. The 6, 3, 8, 4, if you like. Now I'd like to just share some very simple meditation instructions. Maybe you've heard them before. So we'll continue with our awareness on the breathing. We stop the counting and just begin to breathe naturally. But it's helpful if we want to relax, to allow the exhale to continue to be a bit longer than the inhale. If we want to keep our minds relaxed, it's helpful to extend the exhale a bit longer than the inhale. But the concentration, the awareness of the breath is only maybe about 25% of our attention. Another part of our attention when we're meditating is cultivating a gentle relationship with yourself. So how I do that, and this might be helpful for you, and if we have a discussion, there's some older practitioners here, maybe they have another way of doing it, but I just tend to, with my inhale, breathing in a sense of warmth and love. And with the exhale, just letting go. As Lou kind of gave us that sense of space that comes at the end of the exhale, there's just a little space. And what we want to do is just relax into that space. And begin to cultivate a sense of what I'm doing, giving myself permission to do nothing but to nurture my heart. And it helps to do, if we want to nurture our hearts, maybe to actually put some awareness in the chest area where the heart chakra is. And begin to, with our mind, because this is not just a simple breathing meditation, but we actually have some sense of feeling, some thought, a sense of, we can just begin by a sense of gratitude to create that space where we feel safe to just watch our minds. Because if I backtrack a little bit, there's kind of three aspects of meditation that we will be working with these next four sessions. And that is the idea of being gentle and kind to ourselves and creating a space where anything goes. We no longer need to censor, oh, this is a bad thought. Oh, this is a good thought. Oh, I should have done this. These kind of self-chastising, these ways that we limit who we are because we have this inner judgment. We want to create a place where we can just dispense with that, at least for these few minutes. So that all of the voices in our head have a place to be heard. And a place to be opened and let go with that out breath. So the more we can do the feelings that just continuing what we learned with Lou from the breathing with the whole body. And over time there's a relaxation that comes with that out breath and just a sense of letting go. And so within that, then, there needs to be a sense of precision, a sense of paying attention, a sense of noticing what's going on in the mind. Because if we want to become kinder people, first, I'm sure we've all heard this, we have to be kind to ourselves. And so what we do in meditation is we learn to look at these thoughts. That's what precision means. That's what awareness means, is that although there's a part of our mind that's feeling this relaxing breathing, keeping part of the mind focused on the breath, still thoughts will come and thoughts will go. And the idea is to pay attention to those thoughts. And
not necessarily reject any of them, but just give them kind of a place to land, to be, it's not so much that you accept them or grab them or hold on to them, but just let them be. And if it is a disturbing thought, we just touch it and be with it and don't judge it. And so that is our precision bit, you know? So we have this sense of gentleness, of kindness to ourselves, of openness, of creating a safe place where we can go and be who we are without any judgment, and accept us just as we are. So we that takes some time to create that, but we can. And so we created that space in the space of this relaxation of breathing and then watching what comes. Because to jump down to the kind of the result, not that we really need to care very much about a result, but I'm just telling you why, is because then what we learn to do is, if we can do this with ourselves, when judgmental thoughts come or aversion thoughts or fears, these kinds of thoughts, if we can learn to embrace them with a sense of the same way you would embrace a little child that's hurting, then like let it lie, let it ride on that breath, and then it moves through with the exhale. That if we do this practice a little bit every day, whether we're lying down in our beds or sitting up or sitting on the bus or doing the dishes, whatever we're doing, then when we're in the midst of someone else's fears, anxieties, rather than us being triggered by that and we turn around and, you know, have to respond in kind in that same way, we can take it on the breath and breathe out and let go and respond in this open kindness. And it also gives us a chance, we get to get some space in the mind so that we can then choose sometimes how we will respond. You know, it gives us this little bit of space so that we're not quite so reactive. So that's kind of the idea. So let's just try it for a little while. So the first thing we want to do is just go back to the breathing. And what I like to do is I just sort of think of people that I love, people that things I have gratitude for, and just imagine that as I'm breathing in, that I'm just filling my whole body with that sense of gratitude and love and openness. Like when we're walking on the beach in Spain, or when we're walking through the hills of Northumberland, or when there's that open spaciousness that allows our minds kind of the freedom to just be. So let's just work with that for maybe 10 or 15 minutes, and then we'll have a little discussion and then we'll be finished, okay? So just, and in that sense, also, we have to just be patient, you know, with ourselves and continue to come back when you might start thinking about something and go off for a while, but that's okay, just come back to this sense of, you know, breathing in this gentleness for yourself. And when we exhale, we're just letting go. And the other alternative, if you don't need to breathe, if you can just be in a sense of gentleness, if you already have a sense of cultivated loving kindness for yourself, then you just sit in that space and then just concentrate on the exhale and letting go. So we have gentleness and precision and letting go.
You can either have your eyes open or closed. It helps to keep your jaw relaxed, keep your back straight, and continue. I find the 3-2 breathing very helpful. Keeping some breath in the upper body, the middle, the back, and paying attention to your back. Just keeping awareness in the body helps us to stay very present with the meditation. And just allow yourself to feel loving kindness feelings by thinking, using thoughts to create a feeling and then relax into that feeling. Maybe you think about your dog, your lover, your mother, your daughter, a wonderful day on the beach. Just bring that experience into your inner environment.
and just to get an idea of different types, different slant on this meditation. We'll just try this one. Just think to yourself, may all beings be happy. May all beings be healed. May all beings have everything they need to feel loved and cared for. And then continuing with the breath, as you breathe in, you fill yourself up with this thought, if that's worked for you, of feeling this a warm feeling for others, for yourself, this kind of non-specific feeling of love and compassion. But this time with the exhale, you imagine that the exhale, as you are letting go, but you're letting go and it's reaching out in all directions and touching all beings with this same sense of acceptance and nurturance, unconditional love that you're giving yourself. So on the in-breath, we give to ourselves. On the out-breath, you can feel going out in 360 degrees all around you as if you were the sun shining this sense of gratitude and togetherness and acceptance. For just how things are, not trying to change anything, just this is how it is. And just being present with a warm breath, a warm inner experience. And so in a way, as you breathe out, it allows your sense of me, of yourself, to expand and become less dense. Wishing everyone to be happy and have their needs met and be able to express their needs in a non-aggressive way towards aggression towards ourselves or others. Courage to stand up for our feelings without indulging in, you know, too much. Just being honest. Finding that honesty with where we are right now. And letting that loving kindness touch that. Bring it to our awareness. And sharing that ability with others with the out breath. So it actually becomes an experience of giving, giving to yourself, giving to others. Giving space for things to be as they are. And within that, it turns into a gentle kindness. Once we have the ability to say, this is it, and let it be.
And we can just again think, may all beings be well. May we be healed. May we feel love, acceptance, of courage, and present. May all beings have their needs met. And may we all find a kindness to feel other people's feelings and not want to harm anyone. First, we have to not harm ourselves. I'm sure we've all heard Lama Yeshe said, you know, to be kind to others, we have to be kind to ourselves. And find out what that really means. So through meditation, we kind of get to know our minds and get to see the stories we tell ourselves and which ones are stories, which ones are things we really need to listen to. Kind of cleaning house. Meditation is like cleaning your mind every day. Clarity to be present in the world. So it's 11:56. If anyone has a question, particularly there's a couple of really new people, please feel free to ask a question. Otherwise, we'll just end until 3 o'clock. I think we start again. You want to come back? So thank you. I really appreciate Lou bringing us into the body and the breathing. It's the first step to meditation, to be healthy, I think. Anyway, so does anyone have a question?
Hi. I it's Emma Thomas. I don't know if you can see me on the screen. I'm sorry.
It's all right. That's what we're here for.
I suffer from depression. So while you were telling me to try and feel the kindness, I think at first I was trying to tell myself that I was worthy to accept it. And I don't know if that's a part of it or if
it is. It is. That's the first step. Is allowing, yeah, those tears.
I'm really sorry.
But don't be, it's really good. It's a good sign. It's a good sign that we cry because most of us don't feel worthy. And that's where why this meditation is so helpful because we are worthy. And whatever voices from our past that tell us that we aren't worthy, we just work with them and listen to them. It's almost like inner child work. We just over time, the more we can embrace that sense of I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough. That shame that we all have, eventually, it's like a. I used to feel like I had a barbed wire fence around my heart. And through the gentle process of like just breathing in those, because we also have the capacity to love ourselves and by remembering the time when somebody loved me and letting that touch that barbed wire fence around my heart, slowly, slowly, it starts to crackle and open. And, you know,
all I can say is I feel how you feel, and I maybe someone else can say something, but I just encourage you to continue to work with it, because it's just a thought. It's not real. You are worthy. And whoever told you those things, it was because they felt that way. But it's just a thought. It's just a story. And sometimes if we can drop that story and feel where that feels in the body, because it often it has a counterpart somewhere in the body, and breathe into that part, over time, it will let go. Does anyone want to add to that? I appreciate your sharing and being so honest. Anybody?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if that's helpful or not, but
it is. Thank you.
Yeah, but remember, it's just something somebody said, and it's just a matter of time that can be changed. Yeah, because it's not really you. If you think about all the things about yourself that are worthy, maybe you could make a list of those things, you know. And just don't buy into that thought. It's just a thought. It has an energetic charge. It's not really you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Emma, hello, Emma.
Hello.
You can hear. I just want to say that really, when we finish the session, don't go away and feel, oh, that's terrible. I shouldn't have been crying. This is a wonderful, wonderful sort of letting go. You've really let go. And through the weekend, we'll be nurturing that letting go and helping you to get used to it. But it can be a little bit of a, oh, you know.
My mum, she did warn me, because my mum started on her journey maybe about 7 months ago, and she did say, you know, she said the first time I did it, she said I cried for hours, but I was just letting everything go that I've been keeping hold of. Yeah. And she did warn me, but I didn't realize, as soon as I started to feel emotional for some reason, I just started thinking, you are worthy, and it just started building up. And as I was breathing out, I was kind of releasing it, and it was just, I didn't realize I would feel so overwhelmed for, but thank you very much. Yeah,
well, thank you for sharing it. Like Paula said, that really helps everybody, because we all get feelings of that, and no matter how long you meditate and do these practices, it still can have that effect, you know, of just letting go, and that's fantastic. And yeah, feel nurtured. Okay.
Yeah, if we hear, you know, just know all these people here, they're giving a big hug, you know. Anybody else have something to share?
I'll say a few things.
I was feeling pretty rotten this morning. I didn't really know it was a story, but it was, but when we actually meditated, what I was aware of was when I was breathing in was just creating a lot more space, and then I was really aware of the kind of ball of tension where it was, and that awareness that just to allow that space to kind of let it dissolve, really, because up until that point I think I was just really holding it very tightly. So that was what I was doing, and I was breathing, just creating more space.
Perfect.
For it to be there.
Really. I think Luke can give you these tools and things, but then in the end, it becomes your own. Everyone has to become, find the ways, working with the techniques that are given to you, but everybody else, you find, okay, what am I, and every day is different. So you turn up and, oh, I have this going on today. You know, so Yeah, and it's just always very interesting. And I guess in the beginning there can be a backlog of lots of things that need to be let go, but I don't think we ever finish in our whole life. You know, we just keep letting go and keep letting go and keep being present and keep nurturing and giving, and that's just life. But it makes for a better life, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, so Sarah, just to add to what Paula was saying, it was really good to hear you, how you felt the space, and within the space, you were able to recognize things like your pain. That's really great. And as Paula said, it changes all the time. It's an ongoing, you know, work. But what a, you know, that. That's fantastic that you were able to experience that and see, you know, that pain. That's a real good start. That's great. Well done.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I think it's after 12, so am I speaking? Yeah. And so I think we can just, I sort of already dedicated to everyone to be well and healed. So let's just have a nice break. And Lou, do you want to say anything before we go away?
No, I don't think I have anything to add, but yeah, everybody have a nice break. Maybe, you know, stay quiet, you know, in this sort of zone, and we'll see you again this afternoon. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Faye. Bye.